Some police departments in Middle Tennessee are ramping up efforts to prepare the public for the unlikely event of a mass shooting. In the wake of last month's attack on an Antioch church and the massacre of 58 concertgoers in Las Vegas, interest appears to be on the rise. One big message law enforcement hopes to get across is that potential victims can help their chances of survival, even if unarmed. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Midday at the Senior Center in Dixon, and Police Sergeant David Cole is giving his audience a pep talk. He admits that seemingly random killings have injected an element of fear into public life, one that could lead people to conclude that they're defenseless anytime they gather together.
And some people would say, well, I can defend against it, I won't go. Well, if you don't do that, they win, right? They win.
This crowd of about 80 people who've turned out for Cole's training nod in agreement. Mass shootings have been a part of American life for decades. Virginia Tech and San Bernardino, Fort Hood and Columbine, even the 1986 massacre in Oklahoma that gave birth to the phrase going postal. Cole says they offer case studies in how to respond to an attacker, whether they're carrying a rifle, wielding a knife, or driving a truck. He stresses a concept called situational awareness, which he sums up later.
Don't wait until it happens. Go ahead and start paying attention to things now and make yourself a better observer.
By knowing the location of emergency exits, watching for suspicious behavior, and if there is a shooter, not necessarily trying to hide or play dead. Instead, trainers like Cole teach this class the mnemonic ADD, avoid, deny, defend. Avoid the shooter by running away if possible. Deny entry by locking or barricading a door. And if all else fails, defend yourself, even if your only weapon is your bare hands.
Take some martial arts class, get in shape, take some physical fitness classes, and start paying attention to your surroundings.
Dixon police have been offering active shooter training for years, but Sergeant Cole says in the past these sessions drew no more than a couple dozen people. Recent events have changed that. Craig Batts, the pastor of a Free Will Baptist church, came out from Bellevue for this training. He says his church now has a sense of urgency about developing a security plan, one that still jives with biblical teachings.
It's unfortunate, but we're told to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, and so that's what we're trying to do.
Already, local police are planning their next session in a 100-plus seat auditorium in Dixon City Hall. They expect it to be standing room only. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.